Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Podcast, podcast, podcast. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a Monday. We are raring to go. We had a wonderful show today.
Yeah. There was big news over the weekend. Old mate Prince Philip, eh? What's going on with him?
That's right, yeah.
Do you reckon he's on the out?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, 99 years of age, your dad doesn't come and see you when you're almost dead at 99.
Well, I don't
if
know
he's
about
all
that.
Right, your son's going, good on you, Dad. Take care, mate.
Nah. Your son goes to the hospital to check you out no matter what.
No.
If any member of my family was in the hospital, if I was even anywhere close to them, I would go visit them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think at 99 you go, well, Dad's near the end, that's it. There's something going on there.
I don't.
Something going on. It's not like they're going to do a bit of taxidermy on Prince Philip and chuck him around like his weekend at Bernie's.
I think you've been too cruel there. Too cruel.
I really do fear for the man's life. I mean, but he's 99. When do you sort of go, well, you know what? He's had a good time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, 99.
Well, who...
From anywhere from past your 80s.
Who are
you going, we're doing
we
all right.
To judge this.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you've got older relatives that are past their 80s, you're going, well, you know what? There's a fair chance they're going, this guy's 99. Of course his son's going in and saying, Dad, it's time to go. All the best.
Well, you think Charles is going in and saying...
I think he's saying bye-bye.
Oh, geez.
You can go to the light, Dad. It's okay.
Wow.
Go to the light. Mum's not too far behind, and I'm getting measured up to pop a little crown on me head.
Oh, wow, you're...
You know what I mean?
That's all terrible.
No, it's not. I just think that is what's happening.
Yeah.
We're seeing it. And
you're going to get complaints
from... You know what Eugenie did? Eugenie, when she had her kid, they gave...
Eugenie Bouchard.
The royal girl. No, the royal girl. She just recently had a baby.
Oh, yeah, you did.
The one that nobody really cares about. You know, they call them royals, but they're just like cousins of the royals and stuff. She had a baby. Put Philip in there as a middle name.
Oh.
Now, if that's not a dead ringer, wouldn't that piss off Harry and Meghan?
They're going,
damn you, Eugenie, and your stupid tiny kid. You're not even going to be on the throne, and you've taken the name of me grandpappy.
Neither's Harry and Meghan aren't getting on the throne.
If they have a boy, they'll call it Philip, because Philip's on the... He's about to go.
Jeez, I tell you, well, on that merry note,
we're about to go.
So this morning we've been talking about the rollout of the vaccine, because it all kicks off today. Okay, and it will happen over the next couple of months. So it's... It's a long process. There's a lot of vaccines to be given out. And obviously we're going to start off with those who are most at risk, which just makes absolute sense.
Which is the Prime Minister.
Yeah, the Prime Minister.
He did get a crack.
He did get it.
Well, let's get to it. So we're going to go into your left arm.
He all thought it'd be tested.
Rolls up his sleeves and gives us a good old Shire joke. You thought there'd be tats there.
Well, actually, we were curious. I mean, I was curious. I thought there'd be like a big, huge thing that says mom and an anchor or something like that. But there wasn't. There was no tats there. But no, he's had it. An 81-year-old lady, she got it as well. And accidentally gave the bird, as it turns out, because she was doing the V sign, but did it the wrong way.
Forks.
Yeah.
The forks, we call that. The forks, as we call it in the old days.
But I suppose the big question is, and we'd love to hear from everybody here in the Illawarra, what do you think? How do you feel about getting the vaccine?
Mm.
I mean, it's on a lot of people's minds. Are you ready for it? Do you want it? Will you get it straight away?
Yeah, I mean, I'm passionately pro, and I just said earlier this morning that I would have punched on if I was at the tennis last night and people were booing the vaccine and booing the Victorian government, because I'm so emotional and grateful today that it's arrived. However, I have a lot of friends whom I love who are saying no, they're not going to be the first in line. They're scared about it. So this is a safe space if you want to call up and say that no, you're not ready to have the vaccine, and we'd like to hear your reasons why. A lot of my friends are saying that they're scared because they feel like it's come about too quickly, and also I have friends saying, look, I don't feel like I'm at risk of getting COVID, so I feel like I can keep myself safe for a bit longer and sort of wait it out a bit longer. It's an interesting conversation. There are a lot of people passionate on both sides.
Yeah, well, we'd love to hear from you. 427-51-965. Give us a call. Let us know.
Yeah, we got Beck in Albion Park. Beck, what do you reckon? Do you feel comfortable getting the vaccine?
Yeah, I feel comfortable getting the vaccine. I'm all pro-jab. I feel like you just... the more people that get it, obviously, like the herd immunity, then we can go out and back to normal and do our thing.
I think back to normal. They're the three words we all want.
And all of my friends who don't want to have this one, they're not anti-vaxxers by any stretch. Like, I'm not talking about people who don't want vaccinations in general. These are all people who have their kids vaccinated and all that. It's just this one that they're a bit spooked by.
Yeah, well, that's it. A lot of people have said, as you said, Michelle, that the turnaround to create the vaccine was quite fast. Bearing in mind, the vaccines take a long, long time at the best of times, purely because there's never money behind it. The money behind this was phenomenal. The resources behind creating these vaccines, because there's a whole bunch of them, was phenomenal. There's a huge amount of money. There was no delays.
That's normally interesting.
Normally when they're creating a new drug, what happens is you go through the whole process, you run out of money, and then you have to...
Now, can I also remind everyone, sorry, Damien, that this isn't just a singer from the television talking. I think we have to remind everybody that you actually have a background in chemistry.
Absolutely.
And... yeah, can you just remind everyone of how you know this stuff?
Yeah, no, look, I was a chemist for 10 years, and I worked in a lot of manufacturing companies as well that actually made these drugs from scratch, developed them, and I remember the processes. I've been through a process where we were making drugs for HIV and things like that, and how long it took. And a lot of the time, it took a long time because we ran out of money. You're constantly looking for funding. Even the big companies are looking for funding. You know, and they've got to, if they hit any hurdles, then the funding disappears. So this is different. COVID had huge amounts of money, huge government support and all the rest. Obviously, the question is there, has it been tested? And you do long-term testing, and you've got to see whether drugs degrade with time and, you know, the long-term effects. And that is the ongoing thing. Mm. And that's, I suppose, what's on people's minds. It's the long-term.
That's right. Are you diving straight in, or are you going to wait for the jab? And that's what we want to find out this morning. If you're going to dive straight in and do it now, and let us know what you think.
Hi, Crystal. Thanks so much for calling up about this issue. Where do you stand on the vaccine?
No bloody way. And I know you guys are going to be all judgy with me, but when all your limbs are falling off in a few years, I'll be the one laughing, so whatever.
Oh, no, geez. You know what? We said from the outset this was a safe space, so you've made your opinion very clear, though. You're that scared.
Yeah, look, I just don't want to risk it. I'd rather let other people do it for a couple of years and then I might do it, but it's just too scary to me. There hasn't been long enough to test it and do all the right things.
And Crystal, are you anti-vaccine in general, or is it just particularly this one? Are you worried about this particular one?
No, like, I'll get my flu jab and that sort of thing, but I don't know, I just don't feel right about this. I just don't feel right. I feel like something's going to go wrong. I don't trust it.
Okay, hey, thanks for your call. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's exactly
we are
what
asking about. The question for that reason. What do people think?
Good on you, Crystal. You take care.
Angie, what
Thanks,
about you?
Guys.
Oh, sorry, Angie, what about you? What do you think about this? Are you going to get the vaccine?
I'm high risk with health issues, so I welcome it, but I'm not really thrilled about growing a trunk or an extra tail, so I might wait a bit. I don't want to add, like, extra health issues, so I think I'm going to wait a bit and watch and see what this thing really is.
Well, particularly if you are in that high-risk category, Andrew, we wish you all the best too, because if you are high-risk, mate, we're certainly thinking of you. But I think that's the sentiment for a lot that are in that high-risk category.
My hairdresser, Carmel's recovering from cancer, and she says exactly the same thing to me. She says, I've got enough problems. So she's in the high-risk category that her doctors are saying you should have it straight away, and she says, I've got enough problems, thanks. I'm going to hang back, actually.
And we've just had another call as well down there on line 6. Julie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What do you reckon, Julie? Are you going to get the jab?
I'm a dialysis patient. I've been in lockdown for more than 12 months now, so
wow.
I am definitely getting the COVID jab. I'd love to go on holidays. I'd love a weekend away. I'd love to be able to leave the house and go shopping, so...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You'd like to go to Coles, wouldn't you, Jules? I mean, just to get out of the house.
I think Audi would be the highlight, but, you know...
yeah, of course,
yes. Leave the house. You know, the only reason I leave the house now is to go to dialysis at a hospital 3 days a week, so... Yeah. I would love it. You know, Yeah, and I've got a 16-year-old, so he has to have it too, so he can bring his mates to the house, He can do things. So
yeah, that's the other thing.
For us, it's a good thing. It's a little light at the end of our tunnel.
Yeah, good on you, Julie. Yeah. And that's the thing about, you know, we forget it's the families as well that are also missing out.
Yeah.
Like Julie's son, you know, he can't go and see his mates. Mate. And he can't bring his mates home. And
It's been a long, hard year, hasn't it, for a lot of people around the world. So... Oh, God, yeah. Oh, Julie, gosh, good on you.
Yeah, Julie,
let's get Julie to Aldi, everybody. Come on. Yeah.
And I've just been told we have a nurse online, guys, a nurse who's joining us this morning. No name, but a nurse online. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Strainy, it's Tara. How you doing?
Good, Tara. Good, good. There you go. No name, but we've got your name now, Tara. What do you reckon about the jab?
So, guys, I'm a registered nurse and I also have an immunisation qualification. And I used to work in rural and remote communities. I think a lot of the fear is with everyone saying, you know, it hasn't been out long enough. These things take like 10 years to make sure that they're right and they need to be tested and so on and so forth. And this is how I'm trying to explain it to everyone. The vaccine is a car. The car already drives. It already has wheels. It already has everything. All they're doing is changing the engine a bit. So for everyone who's so scared of going, what if I grow a tail? What if it kills me? So on and so forth. That vaccine, that car, has been going for 10 years. And all they're doing is just adjusting something under the hood. And that's what they do with the flu vaccination every year, because you get a different flu shot every year, because you need a new one every year. So for everyone who's so scared that this hasn't had 10 years to work itself out, it has. We're just developing it. Well, not me, personally. Mm-hmm. But the healthcare system is just developing it for the COVID actual germ. So for everyone who's saying, you know, it's not tested enough, it absolutely is. It's absolutely safe and it absolutely will be effective. It's just making sure that we're changing that little thing under the hood so it carries the immunities for the COVID vaccine, not for, you know, measles or mumps or so on and so forth. Does that make sense?
Mate, we appreciate your call. That's an absolute ripper and made perfect sense to me, actually, and I'm sure that it would have made perfect sense to everybody who's listening at the moment. So, Tara, really appreciate your call. Thanks. You have a great day and stay safe when you're giving out the jab too, okay?
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Good on you. Tara, a nurse there from the Illawarra as well.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Big day for all Australians and especially for two Victorians.
Yes. Sorry, I thought you meant for me, for one Victorian. Ah. Well, firstly, look, it's a great day for all Australians, I believe. I know a lot of people are bit freaked out, but the COVID vaccine has arrived and the rollout has begun. And I'm very grateful about that. And a lot of Victorians are as well, because we've had a rough trot. But also, I, as one Victorian, I'm about to get a massive payoff, but blimey, have I paid a massive price for it as well. My children have literally just left the premises. I'm at home. I'm broadcasting from my walk-in wardrobe. And they have just left the premises to go on school camp for 2 days. Now,
it's only 2 days.
Yeah, mate. That for me is a massive payoff. that is like, I can't even tell you, because I'm a single mother. I'm a single parent. And look, I know that sometimes that's confusing for some people, because sometimes I describe myself as married and sometimes I don't. Mm. And that is, gives you an indication of the relationship that I have with their father. look, he's a terrific guy. He's a loose goose. And at the moment he's not around. He just floats in and out. He's a floater.
Right.
And, and good on him for being able to be that person. But in order to, for him to be that person, I have to be this person.
Yes.
And I know a lot of mums listening will be able to relate to that. So good on us. Anyway. So what that means is that I'm exhausted all the time.
Yes.
And, yep. So also what that means is that I spent the weekend packing with two 11-year-olds for camp. Now, that sucks.
Yes.
Who writes that list?
Oh, did you get one of the list from the school that says, okay, bring blah, 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 and it's...
Blah, 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 blah.
Was it full on?
Times about 13... Blah, 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 blah. Who needs two towels and a hand towel? My children have never used a hand towel in their lives. Why do they suddenly require a hand towel?
Yeah, who has hand towels? I mean, come on.
I had to go to Kmart and buy two hand towels. They need three pairs of shoes. I had to go to Kmart and buy two of those pairs of shoes for them.
For 2 days, they need three pairs of shoes.
Thank you. Thank you.
How does it even work out? Oh, night shoes. Obviously. When you're going out to the restaurant camp. When you're going to the barbecue.
Yeah.
For the ball they're attending, I guess.
Sitting around the campfire. We all need a couple of new pairs of shoes.
Two towels, like one for the shower, one for swimming. What? Well, can't they just use the same towel?
Yeah.
Two wind cheaters. What?
What is a wind cheater?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
You know, Winnies. Oh, well, in Victoria we call them wind cheaters. Winnies jumpers, basically. Track two pairs of tracky dacks. Three T-shirts. Like, what?
This is a load of rubbish. I mean, they're kids. All they need is one pair of undies, one pair of tracky dacks, one T-shirt. They don't even need the towel. They can hold off and they can have a shower when they get home.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, right? Sleeping bag and a pillow. They've got to take their own pillow. I'm like, I took one small backpack to India for 3 weeks.
Yes.
In fairness, I'm a very light traveler. And I'm proud of it. I've perfected it over the course of my 47 years. I'm proudly a very light traveler. And I'm saying to the kids, shouldn't they be teaching you that as a life skill? Like, shouldn't that be part of this process? They're teaching you to travel like a real housewife of, you know, like, this is crazy. You're traveling like,
it's like Paris Hilton.
A Kardashian.
Bring a chihuahua with you as well. Throw it in your bag as well. A little furry thing in there as well. Why not? Throw it all in there.
How are they going to repack? So they each have a suitcase, a rolly suitcase, and a backpack full stuffed.
That's a
for joke. 2 days.
For 2 days. I said to them, I said, kids, huddle up. When we were finished, I said, listen, you are going to have to, and it won't be easy, before you pack to come home, you are going to have to hide the sleeping bags somewhere because you are not going to be able to repack this.
Yeah.
Now, the teachers are going to then go around and try and find everything that kids have accidentally left behind. So you're going to have to hide them well. You're going to have to stash these really well, okay? Yeah. I don't know how.
Throw them in somebody else's bag. That's what I would do.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Michelle, most importantly, okay, they always say in the list, don't provide any lollies. Did you sneak in any lollies into their pack? Come on.
No. No, what? David. No. Are you joking?
How can they barely fit
underpants. How am... no, mate.
How can they be the cool kids with everybody else? I mean,
they have to have lollies. I was crying. I didn't care if they were cool. I was sweating and crying. No.
They could have gone one pair of undies lollies. The lollies is a priority.
This is so typical. You have no idea what single motherhood is. You have no understanding. I'm trying to keep them alive, man.
So
I'm trying to make them
so
cool.
Am I. I'm giving them lollies.
Oh, God.
They'll keep them alive in society. Oh, the lollies keep them alive in society. Mum just keeps them alive in general.
In general.
I'm trying to keep all of us alive.
We've got the latest in the Wave FM newsfeed with Trav. A man has been done for drink driving after trying to get away from the cops. Eventually, they caught up with him, found out how he went next in the Wave FM newsfeed.
God.
You're in trouble, Damo.
I was just trying to get us all to this morning. That's all I was trying to do.
Lollies, Michelle.
No.
Everyone knows the lollies are important.
It'll never work.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Today is the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination.
Well, it's arrived. It's finally arrived in Australia, and I just couldn't be more grateful. And I was always planning to get it as soon as humanly possible, even though I have friends. I'm still stunned. Friends and people saying to me, I don't know. And I just tell them what Dr. Carl said to us a couple of weeks ago. This is sort of the gist of it.
I'm going to go for the first one that's offered. There's another follow-up from getting the disease, which is called long COVID, where you find yourself being weak for the rest of your life.
Extraordinary, right?
Yeah, I'm not mucking around with it.
No, well, that is, I mean, it does have long-term effects. Those are coming out right now. And the alternative is you get COVID.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Do you want COVID or do you not want it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I really, really do not, thanks. Yeah. And I'll take whatever you can give me to not get it.
Well, we're going to ask right now Dr. Kate Madison from the Illawarra Shoalhaven Area Health Service. Kate, this vaccine rollout, can you just explain to us? I think we all kind of get the gist, but tell us exactly how this rollout is going to be planned across the Illawarra.
Sure, thanks. So there's a number of phases and stages in the vaccine rollout. The very first one that's rolling out today is going to be for those people who are at the biggest risk of catching COVID and at the biggest people of getting really sick and even dying from COVID. So that's our frontline health workers, the people who are looking after COVID-positive people in intensive care and in the emergency departments. And that's the people who are in the hotel quarantine, where people are bringing in COVID from overseas. We know they've got COVID, and the people that are looking after them in hotel quarantine are being protected, so they then can't take it out to us in the community. So that's the phase one, frontline healthcare, frontline workers, and also the very vulnerable people in our aged care facilities and the people looking after them, because they're the ones that really have actually been affected mostly by COVID deaths so far. That's your 1As. After that, then we get our 1Bs, which is the other frontline health workers, like all of my wonderful nurses that have been swabbing people for the last year. They're going to get the 1Bs. Yeah. That's vulnerable people, people over 70, people with chronic diseases. After that, then it's the rest of us.
Nice. So, yeah, we'll all get it eventually. But now I believe there's a really interesting directive from the government about our appointments to come and see you and other healthcare professionals to get our vaccination. It's not a time, it's not an information session, is it, Dr. Kate?
Absolutely right. So unfortunately for us in GP land, the way it's been funded is the government reckons it's a 5-minute job, so they're only paying for a 5-minute consult. So that means when you come in, you need to be ready. When you get your appointment, you're going to book it online, there's going to be all these systems, but you need to come in and sit down and say, hey, Dr. Kate, here's my arm, jab, off you go.
All right, yeah.
If you've got questions, I'm not actually covered to provide those answers for you. You need to come in and be ready, jab and go.
So you got to treat it like you're going in to get a flu vaccination. It's the same thing. You just walk in, get it done, and out the door.
Yeah. That's pretty much it, yeah. Now, everyone's going to be observed for 15 minutes for most people in the practice to make sure you don't have a reaction. You'll be under our supervision. But that'll be like in a common room kind of space. One of my nurses will be keeping an eye on you to make sure you don't keel over. But the time in for your jab, come in, check your name and date of birth, sit down, jab, and then we'll watch you for 15, off you go. But the time with the
Google
doctor and the nurse
before
is
you
jab,
come.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can I just say, not just Google, because there's a lot of different resources out there, like Dr. Carl said. So New South Wales Health, Australian Government website, College of GPs website, Pete Evans, No.
Good point. That's very, very good. Actually, you're right. Dr. Google is not where you look. You cover all those other ones, but yeah.
And Kate, we do wish you all the very best with this. So we know that it's going to be a long, stressful couple of months for all in our Illawarra Shoalhaven Area Health Service, and we really appreciate your time, mate. We know that, I guess, as you said, take your time. Everybody needs to be patient. We'll all get the jab and we'll all stay safe in the end.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Good on you. Dr. Kate Madison from the Illawarra Shoalhaven Area Health Service, some 6 to 8 GP clinics across the Illawarra Shoalhaven. So if there's anybody who's going to know, it's Dr. Kate.
That's right, yeah.
As Dr. Carl and all of us have said, we're going to get in. We're going to get the jab, and it's going to keep all of us safe.
Interesting times up ahead, you know. Like you've said, Michelle, we just want to get rid of the thing, you know. People want to travel, they want to be able to go overseas, they want to be able to see loved ones, they want to just live the life as they used to live it, and you know, this is the way.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Some people who did a lot of steps were obviously the tennis players in the Australian Open. I love tennis. Mm. I've got to be honest, and I've loved watching the games. One thing that's really stood out to me is the amount of times that people have gone berserk and smashed rackets all over the tennis court.
I mean,
they love that, but they get in trouble for it.
They get fined $5,000. Some of those
$5,000 each racket.
$5,000 each time you smash a racket.
Wow.
Racket abuse.
I just, it blows my mind every time I see that, because when I was younger, okay, I played squash, and I love squash, and I had a terrible temper. When I was younger, somewhere along the way, it disappeared. It completely disappeared. I think I became a teenager, and I just went, don't stress it anymore. But when I was really young, I used to really lose my cool, and I smashed rackets.
Did you?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. But to get a replacement racket back then, it was a big deal. When you smash a racket when you were a kid, that was squash was finished for the next absolutely. 6 months. That was it. There was no more squash for you.
For your birthday or Christmas.
That was a disaster. Fast forward many years, and I don't know about you guys. Have you guys ever smashed anything? Michelle, have you ever smashed anything?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
like,
I have.
Like in a fit of rage, if you just go.
Oh,
on,
yeah.
You just feel like I'm going to smash that.
Yeah, yep, for sure.
I mean, everyone's
I think the last thing I smashed was a plastic colander. I mean, it's not very glamorous. Sort of like a racket.
You're
but,
like very
Damn you, colander.
It's fully mum. I think it's because the kitchen was a mess and I was trying to do something and I was like, these bloody kids. And I slammed down a plastic colander and it bounced and it actually split and I was grumpy about that.
What about you, Damo? You smashed,
well,
besides the racket.
Well, I have smashed a guitar.
Oh,
right.
No,
so that's
way.
Very rock and roll.
Yes, I have actually smashed. And actually, the tennis reminded me of it because when I saw the guys, like I saw Medvedev smashing his racket, and they do it with ease. It's like they actually, there's some time before the games where they go, okay, give me a couple of rackets here, let me practice this. Because you don't want to go to smash it and not do the damage.
Exactly.
It's quite embarrassing. You
if
know?
You're going to smash it, smash.
Sometimes they bounce. Sometimes they bounce back, don't they? And they sort of catch them even. And
they're the most fun bits. When they bounce up, they hit them in the face. And you're like, yeah, you idiot. Oh,
well, that's right. That's right. Well, I was, everybody knows that in the rock and roll world, they're known for smashing guitars and things like that.
Of course.
So I was doing a promotion one time at a radio station. And they said, all right, you're into music. We got this guitar. We want you to smash it. You know, show us what you can do.
Nice.
And it was some guitar that they'd got donated, and it was money being raised to actually do this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so believe it or not, I couldn't smash it.
Yeah, I get that.
I could not. No, not that it was breaking my heart to smash it. I literally didn't have the strength to smash it.
Oh, no.
They had the video.
Was it electric guitar or an acoustic?
It was a wooden acoustic guitar.
and
you know, they had a whole team around. Everybody was watching, said, okay, here he goes. And I get the guitar and go, and the thing, nothing, no damage. First whack off the ground, no damage. Second one, I was like, I can't do it. I physically didn't have the strength. I really felt like I let down the entire, you know, rock and roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. Really and truly. I mean, it was the most disappointing thing. And really, it's a lot tougher than you would think it is.
No, I don't think it is.
It is a lot tougher than you would think it is.
No, mate, it's just that you got matchstick arms. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Matchstick arms and not a chance at smashing it. It was a wooden acoustic guitar.
I will have you know, just as a reference, okay, I was chatting to little Kiki last night, my daughter. Yeah. She said that I was quite muscly.
Yeah, we got the news to get to.
I don't know if that's really going to change.
No, not at all. No, absolutely useless. We do have
she
the
had
news
no
here
re-
to
She had no reference point. her reference point is her brother's. So.
Yes, and they could smash a guitar. Their dad, on the other hand, no chance.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, at the weekend I was in Queensland. I had a couple of shows. Yeah, yeah. We mentioned this. And as I was checking in at the airport yesterday, all right, we were putting in all our bags. The three of us were there, my violinist and Eric. I looked to the right and this guy came along, all right? He was wearing the same T-shirt as me. He had a pair of tight jeans, kind of roughly like mine, all right? But he was an older version, all right? I would say he was maybe 25 years older than me.
Okay. All right? But so he was 73.
I'm saying, that. So, but he looked like me. Have you ever had a moment where you've looked at someone and gone, that's what I'm going to look like in a couple of years' time? That guy is what I will look like.
Really?
I looked at this guy because he had kind of, He was a rocker. You could tell he a sure. rocker, a musician. You could
so
tell
he looked nothing like you.
He was an extremely good-looking fella. Extremely chiseled features.
Yes.
Extremely tanned. He had this Fabio sort of look about him.
Mm. Yeah. So again, nothing like you at all.
No. In fact, what he was pasty white. He had very Irishy-looking skin. Yes. His hair was grey. Yes. It was quite long. He was wearing a pair of glasses. But I looked at him and went, okay, there he is, you know, he's about 70 something or whatever, and I thought, sure. Yeah, that's gonna be me. I like the look of that guy. He's a cool dude. I actually, because sometimes you get moments where you go, am I not dressing in line with my age? Then I saw him and went, nah, I'm right on track. I'm heading in the right direction.
Oh no,
because if that's what I'm like in 25 years time, yeah, I'm going to be the cool guy.
That's your Marty McFly moment. That was Back to the Future 3
that
right there.
That was Back to the Future. That guy, that was it. I just
No, you were Back to the Future 3. That was the worst of the lot. That's why. So it was just getting bad.
Come on. He was a cool dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's what my future holds for me.
The more you say it, doesn't mean that you're cool.
Tight jeans, tight T-shirt, pair of boots.
Stuff that none of us need to see.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.